Hey everybody, thanks for listening to the Buffering Podcast. You're listening to episode 44, which we taped on July 24th, 2012 in the Frank Oz Memorial Studio in Minneapolis, Minnesota. It was a great episode. We had Adam's sister, Kia Hamill, on. She's visiting from LA, so we had her on the show. And then fresh off of his appearance at Comic-Con in San Diego, we have Dave Wheeler back on, which we've had him on at least a dozen episodes, I think. Great time chatting. There were a couple pieces of news that we chatted about. Netflix's returns and a new product coming out from Redbox. A few other things. Great episode. Had a lot of fun with the games, because we did a bonus track where we played games. And Dave is fantastic with names. Kia is great with names. We had a great time playing. So you are picking a great episode to listen to. Before we get the episode started, though, I have a couple things I need to plug for the podcast. First, you can find us online by going to bufferingpodcast.com, where you can find photos and bonus tracks and stuff like that. You can also find us on Twitter by going to @bufferpodcast. And then you can find us on iTunes by searching for Buffering, or my name, or Adam's name, or any of our guests' names. So make sure to check that out. And thank you again for listening to episode 44. See you next week.
Are we getting started here?
We just did. So.
Okay.
And go.
Cool.
Yeah, it is that nice soft opening, because that way we can just kind of transition from the post-recorded opening thing. So first, thank you guys for being on the show.
Our pleasure.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Dave, you've been on however many times.
Many times.
Many times.
Dave make record. Dave is strongest.
Indeed.
Yeah. And then Kia, it's your first time on the show, so thank you very much for coming all the way from California.
Just to be on the show.
Yeah.
we always claim that that's why everyone comes out here, rather than to see loved ones or do exciting stuff. Because you're here now.
So LA is boring. I had to come for this.
Well, thank you for coming.
Thanks.
And it's kind of weird. For once, we actually have some news-ish stuff.
Oh, cool.
Not a lot, but you know, a couple honorable mention things.
Interesting things, yes.
Like Netflix just released their second quarter earnings, which no one really cares about because, I mean, it's not like anyone's going to investigate this thereafter.
I care.
Well, they did better.
Hooray!
But they didn't reach the consumer base number they were shooting for. And I was just going to say that one problem behind that is because so many different venues for streaming video have opened up. So, you know, customers are bailing for Hulu or Amazon Prime or illegal something or other.
Shopping
iTunes.
Around.
Right.
Did they ever end up splitting their website, or did they do the smart thing and
they
keep
bailed.
It?
They bailed on that plan and
good.
Backtracked. It
Thank
was good,
goodness.
But at the same time, the fact that it got out to launch to the public and then had to recede.
Oh, yeah.
So many people were angry, and the same people were angry about the price increases just
bad
for the
news.
Streaming. So there's a lot of bad news behind there, which is keeping this customer base low, but it transitions into the other piece of news, which is that Redbox and Verizon have announced a partnership that is now official, that was more hearsay before, is there's going to be a service out there called Redbox Instant. So it'll be a direct competitor with Netflix, where you can get the physical copies, but instead, you know, you just go to Cub, or you go to Walgreens, you go to McDonald's, or wherever those things are. But then they will also have a streaming capability to it, but they haven't announced what networks are involved or any sort of price points. It's just that RedboxInstant.com has been created.
Cool.
That, and somebody has created a @RedboxInstant Twitter handle that has said nothing. So either the company's picked it up in preparation, or somebody is trying to do What was the name of the offshoot of Netflix? It was like Quixster.
Yeah.
Where somebody had that account, and it was a stoner who loved Elmo or something like that. And so maybe somebody else is trying to cash in that way.
Could
Show
be.
Them.
Yes. So that's something to come, but does not exist yet. And then the last thing I was going to bring up is going along the lines of how Netflix is coming out with Arrested Development Season 4, as
Yay!
Well as the release of the movie, and how they've done Lilyhammer, and they're producing new material. Crackle.com, which is a free version of Netflix, essentially, has partnered with Jerry Seinfeld to create a number of internet videos that they are hosting on their site called Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. And so what happens is Jerry Seinfeld gets a really, really cool vintage car, and he picks up one of his comedian friends, and then they go get coffee. So you get to see this cool vintage car while simultaneously this nice banter back and forth between Jerry Seinfeld and comedian guest. So the first episode has been released, and it's the guy from Curb Your Enthusiasm and one of the co-creators of Seinfeld, Larry David. So he's been on the first episode. It's really, really funny. You can find it at crackle.com, or you can go to comediansincarsgettingcoffee.com. But it's really, really funny.
That sounds fun.
Check it out. It's in that the new one, they actually have legitimate spit takes. Like, they're making each other laugh to the point where they are actually spitting stuff out.
Nice.
Which makes it really nice. And the car that they have on there is like a really old Volkswagen that didn't even have turn signals. It actually had these little things that flop out of the door.
Nice.
It's just so retro, but it's in such nice condition that it's really cool on its own right.
Hmm.
And
cool.
The next episode's supposed to be Ricky Gervais, so optimistically good episode, but something definitely to check out.
Yeah, I'll be checking that out.
Yeah,
that sounds cool.
Fun.
So, Kia, since you sounded so excited about Arrested Development coming out, I assume that you have ties to Netflix or at least Hulu or some sort of streaming video.
Yeah, we use Netflix and Hulu.
What do you watch? What do you watch? What have you been watching recently, I should say?
Gosh, I even hesitate to say this, but I watch Grey's Anatomy.
That's fine.
Still. Oh, gosh. But it's horrible now. It's not good anymore, but I used to really like it. So,
well, what season
guilty
are they
pleasure.
On?
Oh, I don't even know.
Many.
Yeah. On the many season.
Many.
Probably,
okay.
Probably 8th, I'm guessing. I don't know. And there's an offshoot of that show with Kate Walsh called Private Practice.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a soap opera, but also a guilty pleasure. So every once in a while. But, you know, we like to watch Breaking Bad quite a bit, too. It's pretty
good.
Addictive.
I just started to watch the first episode, but I was multitasking and not giving it enough focus. So I cut and run so that I would actually give it some attention. But
you do have to give it attention. Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to give it some time. But boy, it pulls you in. I feel like, you know, I feel like I understand what a meth addict would feel like, that needing to watch the next show all the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can understand.
It's that good.
It's that good. Yeah. Oh, we can watch one more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can watch one more.
You can stay up a little bit later. We don't need to be that awake tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just one more. That's all we need.
And then in terms of movies, have you been jumping in anything with that, or is it mostly more of a TV show episodic?
Yeah. I usually watch Hulu just for Hulu for TV and then Netflix for movies is what we usually do.
And then, I mean, do you follow any rhyme or reason, or is it just the eclectic you on the screen?
Yes, that is it. Mm-hmm. We have a really wide variety of movies that we watch and stuff, so, yeah.
Cool. Dave, I know you have TV.
I do, but I actually do have a Netflix account still, because I'm still on my... this is the last month of my free trial. That was that mix up, and then they gave me like the 2 or 3 month free trial thing. But I'm going to stick with it. I think it's $8. It's worth it. I actually found a couple awesome documentaries recently on there. There was, I think it's called To Air in 6 Days. And it's about the making of an episode of South Park.
Seen it. Really good.
I just heard of that.
Yeah, it's a really good one. And also, there's this awesome documentary about the ska punk alternative band from the 90s called Fishbone that's on there. And it kind of follows these guys who they were kind of the... like first all black punk ska band out of California. Ooh, and like, wow. You know, they were all these friends from high school and they were like, man, you know, we can make music, but you know, why don't we try and make that music? No one's making that music. You know, none of us are making that music. And it is really kind of one of those interesting things because you get to see kind of the rise and fall of these guys. Like, there's a ton of them that are just like, nah, I really don't give a shit anymore. And then there's some guys who are like living and dying by this music, trying to keep the band going. So that's been cool. And got into some more stand-up on there.
What have you been watching recently for that? Because I feel like for a while they're, you know, churning in new.
I've been actually watching a lot of George Carlin.
Oh yeah, because
they have a shitload of George Carlin on Netflix.
Yeah,
and it's awesome. because I like tossing that on when I'm working on pages and stuff like that, because he's not an overly physical comedian, so you can listen to his audio and still get just as much.
Right.
Out of most of it. I'm trying to think of what else. I've been watching really stupid shit on there, too. Like, I got really excited. They had new Transformers and G.I. Joe and He-Man and She-Ra that they put on. And
you know, the retro stuff came up.
Yeah, and it's really, really bad, but it's really fun to watch. Yeah. But yeah, so.
Well, one thing that I was going to kind of bring up with all this is that recently, based on a conversation I had on Friday, I decided to face temptation and look into My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic.
Oh!
Wow.
It lasted about 5 minutes, and I got bored. I could understand the appeal from a lot of like the banter that they have, but it's still overarching just enough of a kid's show.
It's still
show.
My Little Pony.
It's still My Little Pony, essentially.
So you didn't become a brony?
No. I mean, realistically, the character that I liked on there was a dragon, so I don't think that counts.
Yeah.
And he was just kind of dumb. So
I just remember Samir, my co-founder of Mindwave Comics, Samir Barrett, who is an animator and an awesome comic artist, gave it a shot, and he went, yeah, I don't get it. And I gave it a shot, and I made it 2 minutes past the credits, and I turned it off just because I was horribly, horribly confused, and at the same time just going, I want my 2 minutes back. That was not worth it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that intro thing really just made no sense. I sat there dead-eyed. It's like there was a sun and a moon, and then the moon got greedy. And then the sun, like, at
Dude,
him.
Have you ever gone and back and watched, like, old Smurf episodes? Because I don't know if they're on Netflix or not, but I had a couple on, like, VHS tape when we were sorting through crap at my mom's house.
Right.
Okay, so Gargamel was, like, a micro-cannibal, basically. He was like, I shall eat the little blue people, and my cat shall eat them, too. They're people. He fully admits that they're people. But they're just tiny people, and he wants to eat them.
Right, did you see the robot chicken where he did?
No.
It's...
Wait, yeah, I have.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Good times. Gargamel was a dick.
See, I thought that, like, later on, he gave up on trying to eat them, and is something to do with, like, they were made of gold, or he could use them to make gold or something.
Yeah, there was some sort of, like, lead to gold. Thing like they would make him rich somehow. If I remember
okay
correctly.
So that is just that context.
It's Smurfs. I don't hold it to a high standard.
No,
although I do remember when I was overseas when I was little, Smurfs were fucking huge in Germany, and
they're still really big in Europe.
Dude, I picked up a CD. I still have the CD, and it's called Die Schlumpfen und Techno, which is the Smurfs go techno. And it's the Smurfs performing like Cotton Eye Joe and Firestarter by Prodigy. And it's like, this is fucked up. Because basically it's Alvin and the Chipmunk style.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah.
Ugh. Huh. Weird. Hmm.
Oh, going back to the documentaries for a second. Have you seen the Elmo documentary?
Yes, I watched it with. Well, I watched it in Adam's basement.
Oh, yep. I want to see that.
Being Elmo,
it's fantastic.
Yeah, really good.
It's adorable.
Yeah, it's also one of those weird things where you're like, that is a giant black man that is voicing
Elmo.
Oh, sweet Jesus! Sorry. At San Diego, I actually got to see a Muppet being performed. Super Grover was interviewing a kid. And wow. So I got to see the voice actor of Grover,
yeah,
like sitting down, you know, with his hand up. He had his monitor down here, and he was performing Super Grover to this little kid who had a Superman costume on. And it was one of those really surreal things because not once did the kid look down. He was looking straight in the eyes of the so Muppet, cool. And it was wow. just one of those cool things where it was like, oh, dude. Like I was losing my shit. Like I nearly started crying just because I was sitting there. I'm like, that's childhood embodied right there. Like
the magic of
you can see the hand up the friggin' puppet's butt, and you don't give a rat's ass. You're going, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to Super Grover.
Right.
He's right here. Mm. Bugger off. Go get his legs. Like it. But sorry. That was one of the highlights of San Diego for me was wow. being able to see a Muppet performed by, and he's the original voice of Grover.
Oh, it's
I cannot think of his name.
Oh
Wasn't
my God,
Frank Oz the original no, voice no. of Grover.
Who
seriously?
Was it? Nope. Dave Goles?
I don't know. I actually recognized him from a special feature on Muppet Christmas Carol.
Hmm.
And I was just like, holy crap. Like, it was, yeah.
Hey, producer Katie, can you help us out? Thank you.
It made me very, very happy, though, just because it was really neat to see that.
That, yeah, that would be. I mean, you know, you see it with the documentary. You see a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff.
Yeah.
But at the same time, seeing that in person would be crazy.
There is a, it's on one, I think it's on the like Blu-ray or whatever of the original Muppet movie that not
ah yep Katie just proved me right. Original performer was Frank Oz,
but it was not Frank
well
Oz
done.
Okay, so
I thought it was the original performer.
Yeah, if you listen to Grover and then you listen to Yoda, it makes complete sense.
Well, yeah no, I'm just saying I don't think Frank Oz has voiced Grover for a very, very long time.
You're definitely right.
Probably the person who picked him up once it was...
Yeah, when Frank Oz went, I have better things to do. There's a special feature and it's on there and it actually has Frank Oz and Jim...
Stop touching.
I'm sorry. It has Frank Oz and Jim Henson doing Kermit and Fozzie.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going back and forth and they're like, Fozzie, you know you're not a real bear, right? And like he starts like just breaking down Fozzie's world, and he's like, "Well, you got sticks tucked to your hand." He's like, "Ah!" So it's Jim Henson and Frank Oz completely crapping on the Muppets,
on
but
the
at
concept.
The same time, it's like, "Oh, that's wonderful." But I have still yet to find that Blu-ray because I want to find it because it has many, many awesome features that I want to see.
Adam, have you been watching anything new? Like, have you broken in, like, out of any Netflix shells or tried a new service yet?
Well, I did sort of break my Next Generation streak recently, and I returned to Breaking Bad. I'd say as far as the... getting into it goes, the first episode does an amazing job of getting you into the
no pants.
Feel of the show and the just that feeling of, holy crap, there is something magical here.
The writing is just so
good. It's really good writing. It's really well performed. Bryan Cranston is amazing.
It's still funny to think of him as the dad from
Malcolm
in the
Middle.
Yeah, definitely. And it was really cool to see him on the Nerdist podcast, All Star Bowling.
Oh,
I did watch that episode.
That's a great episode.
He's in Drive, too.
He is?
Yes, yeah. He is in Drive. He's Ryan Gosling's like manager, essentially.
Yeah. We're warming up for Movie Bluff already. But yeah, I mean, it's a really hard show to watch because there'll be an episode where it's just downer.
It'd be
downer. Yeah, it's dark.
Downer, end of episode.
Yeah.
And then you're like, well, I'm never watching this again. And then like a week later, you're like, well, I keep hearing how good this show is. Maybe I should watch another episode. And you watch the next episode and it's like, oh, okay.
That's okay.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, I'll keep watching now.
I'm down.
I understand.
I cannot remember for the life of me which streaming service it was, but Batman Brave and the Bold.
Which one is that?
It's the one where... oh, goddamn. What's it?
Because I know Netflix had Red Hood one for a while.
No. It was an animated series that they had, and the dude who played Oswald from the Drew Carey Show voices Batman.
Oh, Diedrich Bader.
Yeah, and it's fantastic. I can't remember where I found it the other day, and I got really excited because I'd been wanting to watch it, and it's definitely like the 1960s Adam West style. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just cheeserific, but it's kind of neat to see that take. But it's a good one. I think they might have like a special or two on Netflix, but I don't think they have the whole series.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember what service it was. Maybe it's Crackle? I don't know.
Crackle really leans more toward anime. There's a lot of anime on there, and then kind of like the $5 bin of movies. So I know that they're leading a lot with Joe Dirt as one of their options. So just to give you kind of a context of what's in there.
I'm trying to think.
They have some good stuff. Like, I know that they had a lot of news radio on there for the longest time. What was it? I think they had Fifth Element for just a little bit.
Aw, that's a great movie.
But I realized yesterday that I had four different copies of Fifth Element.
Damn.
Because I had the DVD. Well, technically I had four. Because I have the DVD, Blu-ray, digital copy, and then access on Netflix.
Yeah.
So it's just...
four ways to watch it.
Need to downsize a little bit.
You never need to leave home again. You're all set.
It's a lot of Bruce Willis at once.
Too much Bruce Willis at once.
You should...
emoting Bruce Willis.
You should...
I'm angry.
...have the Fifth Element playing on your computer, and the Fifth Element playing on your TV, and then get another TV and put the Fifth Element on that one, and then
why?
Get the Fifth Element and watch it on your phone on Netflix. Because then you'd be watching all four copies at the same time.
What I could do is have my digital copy playing on my iPad to wrap it up.
There you go.
That's what we're missing. DVD, Blu-ray, digital, Netflix.
Yes.
That would be so unnecessary.
That's what the computer was for.
Yes.
Quadruple redundancy. One goes out, many will live on.
Though I've been having problems.
The Fifth Element.
When you guys have been using Netflix, have you noticed that things take a little bit longer to load?
Buffer?
Oh, it's true.
Or they hiccup.
Yeah.
Or things like that. Because, I mean, they have just changed their own servers recently. But I was hoping that, I would say it's been about a month since I've been experiencing most of my problems with this.
I haven't noticed that specifically, like long buffering times, but I have noticed that sometimes it will downgrade from HD to SD.
Mm-hmm.
I get the it doesn't do it on like episodic stuff where it's like, you know, where it's like 45 minutes at most. It does it on like if I'm watching a feature, like if I'm watching a 2-hour thing, it'll just go like halfway through and just freeze, or it'll hiccup, or it'll just do the thing where it just spins. It's buffering for friggin' ever.
Huh.
And then I literally have to click back about 30 seconds and then it'll rebuffer and then it starts up.
Hmm.
Do you guys get the off-syncing sound?
Yeah, I do.
Cause that...
No.
Yeah, so, I mean, hit and miss. But it's just one of those things where I've been experiencing enough where I'm kind of tempted to raise the flag, but at the same time, who knows if it's just them doing construction on the fiber in my area and tampering with that for a second and a half or something.
Yeah. Usually I just assume it's my connection.
Yeah. I'd put the blame on myself before assuming it's a service, but at this point, after a month of it, I feel like it's pretty consistently crazy. Yeah.
Well, cool. Yeah. Sorry, Netflix.
Well, the other thing I was going to ask
the movie
is
with you, but my connection is bad.
The other thing I was going to ask is, I mean, Kia, you said that you watch Hulu as well.
Yeah.
But Dave, Adam, any service outside of Netflix are pretty focused.
You know, video. there was a point where I was trying to watch like season two of Game of Thrones because it was a random episode that Katie hadn't recorded or one that I hadn't found by completely legal means online.
Of course.
And I found it was like one of those little ads on Facebook for this thing called Yidio. And so I guess they have some content hosted and they'll pull it from other websites that have it for free, but it's just not very well executed because they boasted about having season two available to watch, but then in order to do that, you then had to go through them and get a subscription to HBO Go. So it's like, okay.
Yeah.
What's the point?
Though, I mean, you are getting a subscription to HBO Go without signing up for HBO, are you?
Because,
I mean, that's the one thing that's holding me back from just getting that subscription is because I don't want to go contact Dish or Direct or...
Right. Well, it wasn't so much that. It was just the fact that it wasn't actually a source for streaming media. It was...
More of a search engine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which was obnoxious because they advertised that they had...
Everything
available to watch. So it was a big letdown.
You know, with Hulu, they have pretty good content, but Hulu Plus actually has many, many, many episodes of a lot of different shows. So that's one thing. It's not too expensive for the Hulu Plus subscription.
Do you know how much that is now?
I think it's like $8 a month. Okay. I could be totally wrong, but...
Competitive with
for
Netflix.
Some odd reason, I remember it being like $9.99 or something like that, where it was just like, totally it's a pizza. Because one of their ads was like, it's a pizza.
Per month.
Yeah.
But you know what's great about that is that I usually will go in streaks with my TV viewing. We don't have TV signal. And so we, you know, all... just get in a mood to watch a bunch of TV just on one night, one isolated night. Exactly. But I won't have watched any of the recent ones. And so it's nice because it lets you go back to, you know, a month and a half ago or three months ago. So it's great.
How many current-ish shows would you say that you invest in at a time? Just to kind of break down the, you know, $8 a month, but how many videos is that flying into?
That's a good question.
I mean, obviously that flux kind of from month to month. So you could dedicate, okay, well, I watch, you know, this show on ABC and this on NBC and this on Fox and this. So you could say you're paying $2 a show.
Yeah.
Or even on an episode basis. Like, oh, well, I get in, you know, 2-3 episodes a day. So obviously that $8 means nothing to me.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Yeah. So no, I probably about 4 different shows that I watch sometimes or maybe 3. So I don't know. I guess I didn't really think of the cost so much as the convenience of being able to go back further.
Yeah.
Because normally regular Hulu just has only 1 or 2 episodes available at a time. So, yeah. I do watch Modern Family, too. Have you guys seen that?
I've seen it. I actually heard recently that they, as a collective cast, just rejected the recent offer that they received for a salary for the upcoming season.
Mm-hmm.
So they are playing hardball now, I guess.
Yeah, which they can probably do that, but the recent episodes, they've gotten tons of awards. Their recent episodes haven't been quite as good, though, so I wonder if...
Falling into a comfortable
zone. Yeah, I don't know.
Or their morale is low, because they're like, we want to be paid more money. I don't feel like trying hard anymore.
Stupid trying.
Could be.
The Friends guy's got the money. Schwimmer.
There's one of the people I work with at the branch. Sometimes people tell her that she reminds them of one of the characters on Modern Family.
Hmm. Is it Sofia Vergara?
I think so.
Is it Al Bundy?
Yeah, yeah.
That's quite a compliment.
If it was Al Bundy, that would be a poor compliment.
I haven't seen any of Modern Family, actually.
Do you remember Married with Children?
I do.
The dad is in Modern Family.
He went a lot.
Yeah.
And scratched himself.
A lot.
I do remember him.
He's really good on Modern Family. He's consistent.
He's a good actor.
Yeah. Like,
yeah, it's just he had a really cheesy, corny role for the longest time.
Yes, he did.
But that probably paid him very well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, I assume that the merchandising rights for Married with Children didn't take off.
And he was married to the voice of Leela.
Yes. What's her name? And she was rules about dating my
teenage daughter.
Yeah. The mom.
Which was weird.
Oh. She was also the voice of an intelligent house in a Disney made-for-TV movie.
I remember that. Smart House.
Oh, wow. Ooh. That's a blast from the past.
Yeah. So, as we make all these links, I think it might be a good time to transfer into...
Yes.
Movie Bluff.
But before we do, you should know that you can hear Buffering on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and beyond. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Thank you, Adam.
Yes, sir.
That sounded good this time.
Woo! Yeah, pretty.
It's
felt good.
More and more consistent, which is...
This time.
Good.
Felt good. Felt good. Mm. Movie Bluff!
Movie Bluff.
So, Elimination.
Elimination, which I did come up with a good suggestion for this one based on the buzz of a... longer running trailer that's been out, plus something that was screened at Comic-Con that was brought up.
Uh-huh.
And so, since The Hobbit is coming out soon-ish, I was thinking we start with the Bilbo Baggins that was most recently on screen, which would be Ian Holm. So I was thinking we start with Ian Holm movie to Dave.
And TV shows are allowed.
Yes.
See, I thought you were going with Ian McKellen, and I was like, sweet! I cannot think of a single friggin' thing of...
Well, I kind of helped you out with...
Well, The Hobbit.
That has already been released.
Lord of the Rings? Fellowship of the Rings? I don't know what you're talking about.
I can only help you out so much because I'm playing against you.
I just said I cannot think of a single thing that he was in.
It is kind of a trickier one, and it is kind of going against our softball rule.
Ian Holm?
I think so. I mean, I know who he is. I know a couple of things he's been in, but if the guests are both like, I think...
I know what he looks like.
It's not going to work.
A single friggin' thing.
I know that he's a great actor, and I should know movies he's in, but I... Yeah.
Well, then, since that failed, Adam, do you want to start one and then go the other direction?
Ian McKellen. Movie.
Oh, no.
Ian McKellen.
Oh. Oh, dear. Another great actor. Ian
McKellen. Well, there is an answer that has been hinted at. Since Dan was talking about The Hobbit, and...
I can't do it.
Yeah.
Because I just realized that's a terrible
choice. How about we just pick something completely different since this isn't working at all?
Okay,
since both of us were hinting at actors who have been in Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Rings, you didn't finish it.
That's true.
You were like, Fellowship...
Wait, who is...
He's Bilbo Baggins.
Did he play Bilbo Baggins? In Lord... Okay.
Ian Holm.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
And which one was Ian McKellen?
Oh,
Ian
I wasn't even thinking about the right person. I was thinking about Ian Holm in the new.
And he was also... In The Hobbit.
No, that's...
he was Hamlet's dad.
Martin... What's his name?
Yeah.
Gosh.
Anyway.
Okay, so let me...
Let's blow this thing wide open.
Yeah.
Okay, so how about this?
I was going to say, go with Will Smith.
Yeah, Will Smith.
We'll go that way then.
Movie.
Hitch. Cast.
Eva Mendes. Movie. I had a really big crush on her. Sorry.
Okay, so I'm going out on a limb because I don't know who she is. Only by name. Um... Oh wait, am I thinking the wrong? I might be thinking the wrong person. It's just kind of that generic, sexy lady with a Latin-sounding name.
No.
So I'm gonna go out on a limb and say, Ghost Rider, cast.
Don't rock like that.
Hey, I committed.
I'm talking to Dave.
I know, and I committed, so his rocking wasn't a problem, okay. Unless it was just noise.
Well, Nicolas Cage movie.
There we go.
I'm glad someone else saw that movie.
What was that thing called? Was it called National Treasure movie?
So,
there you go.
Wait.
So, you have to name another...
Nick Cage movie.
Oh, okay, I was like, another National Treasure movie? Face Off, cast.
Oh. I'm trying to think. I mean, I only remember that poster, so it could only be John Travolta. Mm-hmm. And I will go with movie.
Swordfish, cast.
Ah.
Thanks a bunch.
There's a very notable one that I'm thinking of.
I got two. I haven't seen that.
Never heard of the movie, my friend.
Oh, okay.
So either you can pass or bluff or go out on a limb and make a guess.
Or you could
Nicole Kidman movie.
Bluff.
Yes. Dave has officially called your bluff.
Halle Berry.
And Nicole Kidman was not in Swordfish.
You'll have to tell me about that movie later.
So, okay. Dave, the swordplay cast Swordfish. Defaults to you, Swordfish.
Yes. Halle Berry movie. Can I just say one thing real quick?
Yes.
He said, I'm thinking of a very well-noted one, and then you said, I have two.
Oh,
she's
yeah, that makes sense.
In the movie, so I was like, booby! Sorry, moving on.
Halle Berry movie. Catwoman.
Oh.
But I'm also going to say movie.
Thank you.
Yeah, because she's the only one I know who's in that.
And I will say... I will say... Die Another Day. Cast.
Beer. So, yes. I can sit... Wait, is Kia out
yeah.
now?
Okay, yeah, she
sorry.
Is.
Yep. Okay. Pierce Brosnan. Movie.
Mamma Mia. Cast.
Amanda Seyfried. Movie.
Dave.
One second. Sorry.
Why is
hey.
Your... You don't need a phone.
No, I was texting back about the Sunday thing.
Oh.
Son of a bitch.
How do you pronounce her last name? Because I was just kind of...
Seyfried, I think.
Seyfried? Okay.
Yeah.
I just, you know, I could spell it, but I couldn't pronounce it correctly, confidently.
Yeah.
Oh, God, which holiday one was that?
Oh.
Valentine's Day. Cast.
Wow.
So I just have to take a stab in the dark at Pretty Hollywood and
yeah,
just
pretty
assume
much.
That they're in it.
Yeah.
That was the good thing about those movies. It's just like, sweet Jesus, how big a budget did you have?
Pretty Hollywood young actors. Yep. And there you go.
Or actor. They went both ways.
I said actors.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said actress.
Or actor as well. And I just assume that there were some older folks in it. So, again, I'm going to go out on a limb and say Julia Roberts movie.
I'm going to call your bluff on that one.
Katie, if you wouldn't mind. Valentine's Day?
Valentine's Day.
Was Julia Roberts in Valentine's Day?
I have no
Day?
Idea. Actually,
she was.
Yeah!
She was.
I win.
Oh, you're right. She totally was.
Bluff.
What did she do?
She was...
slightly older-ish lady.
She was the cougar of the movie, basically. Huh. They were like, Julia Roberts.
Was she the one who was military? Who was coming home or something like that?
Yeah. Never saw it, so I have no idea.
I only know what I know about that movie because it was showing in the movie theater they worked at.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
It's just, you know,
Mayanna,
somebody from Hollywood
movies.
That's still kind of famous.
She wanted to see them, rather.
Okay, well.
So Adam's out from the bluff check.
So it's down.
Then there were two.
And then there were two. And so it's Julia Roberts' movie to you, Dave.
Notting Hill cast.
Oh, God. What's that guy's name? Because I got him. And then. Oh, my God. I can think of so many movies that he's been in, and I know that he's come up on the show before, but I can't think of his name first. Really nice British guy. Oh, God, I can picture him, and he was in that movie, and he was in that movie. But I can't think of it, and I'm probably not going to be able to, so I'm just going to bow to you.
Woohoo!
What was that guy's name?
Hugh Grant.
Hugh Grant. Fucking Hugh.
I just watched Notting Hill the other day.
It's a great movie. Reese Fons, too.
Reese Fons, yeah.
Fun fact from producer Katie, Misha Barton was also in that movie. She played a 12-year-old actress.
And the man who plays Dr. Kurt Connors was his stoner roommate.
Interesting.
Which was my first exposure to him, really.
Okay.
So, Dave, you got the first point. Woo! But, Kia, I believe that you were the first one out, so you get to start the next round, so you get to come up with whatever movie or actor or actress that we start with, and it goes to Adam.
Oh, cool.
Interesting.
Well, let's do Arrested Development. Can it start with a TV show?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah, totally. Okay, so cast of Arrested Development. And I will say... I don't really want to.
Just say it. I know you're gonna.
Ha! Portia de Rossi.
Okay, we'll do
curveball,
that one.
Curveball, movie.
Curveball?
Well, that's not what I was going to say a second before that. So it's a curveball in my own mind.
For me, it was one of three. So something that she has been in that... Okay, I can think of a TV show. God, what has she been in terms of movies that I'm probably just not thinking of? So I will say Better Off Ted.
Wow.
Though I'm not going to lock it in yet because I realize I've kind of put myself into a dead end here.
You still have the option of giving the next player two options.
No, I know. I haven't locked in my answer, so I can still back out and change it because I'm crafty like that.
True. You have not taken your fingers off of the chess piece.
Yes. As I try to think of something else that she's been
stall in. For time.
Yeah. You know what? No. I Call Your Bluff. What else was she in?
She was... Well... Is it bad form since you said Better Off Ted to say Better Off Ted? Because you didn't lock it in.
But think about it this way. Now you're stuck in the same quandary.
No, I'm not.
In a way.
No, I'm not.
Well, think about it. Because then if you do that,
yeah,
then it's on you to say either movie or cast.
What if I have another one lined up?
Oh,
and well, I just want to use yours as the...
if you're doing that, yeah, you're fine. You're fine. I was just thinking that you were, you know, dead-ending yourself.
Well, okay. So...
You go ahead.
Okay. Bye, Dan.
Yep.
so I'm going to say Better Off Ted and movie. What do you got, Dave?
Wait, Kia's already out?
No.
No, we're
wrong
going
direction.
This
oh,
way.
Right.
Put
sorry.
It down. You got to pin it.
I thought. Okay. Grown ups. Cast.
Adam Sandler. Movie.
Oh, yeah, he was in that. Was that the one where they had the movie poster that they were all on inner tubes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
And it was a horrible, horrible movie.
Yes, yes, it was.
Okay. And I will say... Wow. Man. I'm going to say Waterboy. But let's keep it open and say movie.
God, love that dead air.
I know. I'm trying to think of one that's not like, hey, name anybody from SNL ever.
Right.
That's most of them.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought of one that I should have said.
More of a spike.
Yes, that would have yielded pleasing results and gotten us off of the SNL kick that we may potentially be in.
True.
Unless Dave can think of the one that I am thinking of.
Punch Drunk Love.
Ooh.
Cast.
That was the one I was thinking of.
Oh, I didn't have that one. I had a different one.
Her name is Emily. It's not Emily Morton, though. Unless it is Emily Morton, I mean, cast.
Okay.
Wow.
So you locked it in, Emily Morton, cast. But I don't think she was in that. So I'm going to call your bluff.
So I have to think of somebody else in the cast? Is
no,
that it,
it's he's challenging
if
your
I'm,
answer.
If I'm right that... What?
And you're right, Emily Morton was not in it.
What is
Emily
her last
Watson.
Name? Watson! Ugh.
Okay, so yep. Brit. Producer Katie has confirmed that Emily Morton was not in Crazy... Punch Drunk Love.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Punch Drunk Love.
Mm-hmm.
But guess who was?
Good movie.
Drew Barrymore was. Movie.
In Punch Drunk Love?
Yes, she was. Because she played opposite Sandler. Dave.
51st Dates. Cast.
Oh my gosh. Well, at this point...
There are other people who
are
in that movie.
He's already been named. Yeah.
But you know what's funny? Drew Barrymore wasn't in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
In...
Punch Drunk Love? No.
Okay, well, I got away with it,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, you took it, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
So.
All right, so, but now it's back to me, 51st Dates.
Got it.
Can't say Drew Barrymore because, yeah. Can't say Adam Sandler because he's already been mentioned in this round. So, that leaves me with huge Hawaiian dude who played the cook or, like... Other people who were in the movie, or other people who were in the movie.
And I have an answer for this one.
Ooh, I do
yeah,
too.
I,
darn it.
And I have somebody who...
That guy who's almost always in Adam Sandler movies is probably in this movie too, but I can't think of his name.
It's not an easy one to remember.
Oh my gosh.
If you can't, if you're not thinking of it from the get-go, it's not like it's going to roll off your tongue.
It's true.
Robert De Niro movie.
Bluff.
Was he in it, Katie?
No.
No.
No. Okay.
Rob Schneider was one.
Yes, Rob Schneider.
Oh, that like, is the name of the guy that I was thinking of who's in
Can I say another person who was in that?
Sure.
Sean Astin.
Yes, he was. He was.
Oh, holy crap.
He was the roided up
brother
who
yeah.
wore the
oh,
mesh shirts.
Holy crap.
I really
yeah.
like that soundtrack.
Oh, he was funny.
He had 311 on there.
Yep.
That's the only thing that I know.
There was some good, yeah, there was some good stuff on that soundtrack.
That was, that. You know what? That was actually my first album that I ever downloaded from iTunes, was the 51st Dates soundtrack.
Wow. So,
so Dave got another point.
Yeah. So Dave's at two
well
points.
Done, Dave.
And I was the first one out. Mm-hmm. So I start and it goes to you, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I am going to start with Willem Dafoe.
Ooh. Movie. Okay. Cool. All right. Then I'm going to say Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
A cast.
Tobey Maguire cast.
Thinking.
Brain moving.
Kirsten
gears.
Dunst. Movie.
Elizabethtown.
Oh.
Nice. Wow.
Ooh, gross.
Kevin Crowe's not that bad sometimes.
There are
He's
worse.
Usually great. That movie's just
that movie,
terrible.
That movie was kind of a miss.
Elizabethtown? You haven't locked it in yet.
I haven't. I'm still trying to decide because this would complete the hacky sack hack in a way to make it all the way around. So I could be ruthless, but I'm going to say movie just to be nice.
Oh, good. All right, so... Oh, still on Kirsten Dunst, and we're thinking of a movie. Mm-hmm.
Had a better one, I should have said. I'll save it if it comes back around.
And what do I want to say? I mean, there are plenty of options because she's been in plenty of things.
But then you have to think of one.
But the one that comes to mind...
Excuse me. Ooh.
Which had a really nice soundtrack.
No.
Marie Antoinette.
Oh, wow.
And I will say... movie.
Thank you. Melancholia. Movie.
Save the Last Dance. Movie.
You got to get a little closer. There you go.
Movie.
Thank you. But Save the Last Dance... I mean, she could have been in it for all I know, but I thought that movie was Julia Stiles. But it's on movie anyway, mm-hmm. So it comes back to what I wanted to do, thank you, which was Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Whoa.
Cast.
Well done.
And yes, you're right, Julia Stiles was.
But was other Kirsten Dunst? As producer Katie looks this up for me. I didn't think so. It's
Kirsten
just like
Dunst.
Blonde chick with funny teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well...
Eternal Sunshine.
Eternal Sunshine.
It's a small cast, so there are only a few things to work with.
Great soundtrack.
That was a good soundtrack.
Yeah, you did. Oh, man. You did go cast on that one?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was done with Kirsten Dunst.
Boy. For whatever reason, I get this one and another kind of quirky indie-style
artsy
movie.
Yeah.
Confused.
Well, let's see what you come up with.
And I don't want to go into this pitfall because I have seen Eternal Sunshine mm-hmm. of the Spotless Mind, I think. Or maybe I've seen the other one that I think of when I think about this one. But, yeah. So I'm going to say... Kate Winslet movie.
Way to go.
All right. So many good ones. What to pick, what to pick.
And we are past the softball, so you can go for the spike if so inclined.
Oh, gosh.
Since it's past you.
Yep.
All right.
Jackass.
Well, let's see what you do with this. The Reader cast.
Bluff.
Oh, crap. I forgot about that part. I haven't actually seen The Reader, so here I was being tricky, but well done. Okay, so I'm out. Foiled by my own cleverness.
She tapped. Woo!
You could still make a guess, and it could be validated or...
Mm.
Un-
if you're calling her bluff, don't I just confirm it?
No, it's her job to name somebody else first.
Yes. And I don't know anybody else in it. It was all, yeah.
LeVar Burton.
Well, I just remember the year that it was nominated for an Oscar, they had the Hugh Jackman music intro where he did this like robot dance, like the Reader.
Yeah.
Nobody's seen the Reader. And that's the only thing I can.
Oh,
like,
man, oh, I love her, and there were so many different movies I could.
That's all I got.
Like, sad.
Okay, so Adam, you'll have to remind everybody about how this works. Is since the bluff was called on her,
then I'm out because I couldn't.
It is not, but
yeah.
What,
how but how does the round continue?
So is it up to Dave to name a different Kate Winslet movie then? To restart it or.
Yes.
Okay, so Kate Winslet.
Draw me like one of your French girls, Titanic. cast.
Okay.
Boobies. See? Comes back. Full circle.
I'm going to go with Billy Zane movie.
Oh, nice, nice.
Oh, shit.
I'm still in. That's right.
That's right. Please do the one that I hope you're thinking of. And answer.
The Mummy.
Damn it. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's not what I was thinking of.
But it was totally what I wanted to say and what I was laughing about.
Mm-hmm.
The Mummy cast?
Yes.
Brendan Fraser.
You know it.
Movie.
By the way, I was thinking of Zoolander. And that's what I was hoping you were
going
to say.
I was going The Phantom.
Oh, how funny.
Ooh, that would have been a really crazy way to go.
Wow.
Or Night at the Roxbury.
So, Brendan Fraser, I'm going to say Blast from the Past cast.
Alicia Silverstone movie.
Feeds her babies like a mama bird.
Yes. Yes, it does. Batman and Robin.
Oh.
Oh, cast.
Yeah. Batgirl.
Batgirl. And she bitched about the fact that she wanted her hair to be free. So a month into filming, they actually gave her the little domino mask as opposed to the full head cowl. So all the toys had the head cowl and whatnot.
Oops.
And yeah, because they had those were in production like
way before.
A year prior.
Huh.
So she fucked it up.
Okay, I will say Uma Thurman. And I will also say cast.
Oh, then I will say I'm pretty sure it was his tenure at this point. Oh, nope.
Maybe. What?
It was George Clooney. Movie.
Damn. I wanted to keep going with that cast.
Could have.
I could have too,
11.
Actually.
11. No. Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
Ooh.
Cast.
John Goodman movie.
Nice.
Oh.
I just had a discussion about this movie 2 nights ago, so I was.
It's a great
thank
movie.
Thank you.
The Flintstones.
Ooh. Oh, my. Okay. Thank
cast.
You.
Me, me, me.
Pretty sure I got it.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Damn.
Yes, that's it.
I was hoping you were going to go with.
Movie.
With Rick Moranis.
I was. But then I was like, Dan knows way too many of those fucking movies.
Okay, so A League of Their Own.
Nice.
Cast.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Ooh, I have my top answer
I have,
for this.
I have lots of people that are popping into my head. Excuse me.
Ooh, got another one.
Oh, what? Oh, what's his name? Oh, yeah. Yep, 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 yep. Bill Pullman movie.
Ah, Bill Pullman.
That was obscure. You should be proud of me for that one.
That yeah, he's yeah. a smaller character in that one.
Independence Day.
Yeah.
Movie.
Jeff Gold. Oh, movie. Sorry. I was lying. Casper.
Casper.
I'll do cast.
Yeah, you better. Christina Ricci.
Mm-hmm.
I was so ready with dude.
Oh, I had a crush on Christina Ricci. Oh. He's dead. Necrophiliac.
Unless
you're talking about Devin's, what's his name? The guy who was in Idle Hands.
Oh, that's a terrible movie.
I will also say cast.
Casper?
Ooh.
For Casper, yeah.
Got one.
There's one that's kind of... Oh, yeah. There are a couple.
There
like
are a lot.
That. Yeah.
Oh, shit. What was his name?
Because there's that guy. And then there's that one.
I can't think of his
name. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That girl was somebody, too.
Yep. Casper's got people in it.
Surprisingly.
And I'm completely blanking. Jonathan Taylor Thomas, movie.
You're wrong.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. instead, I'm going to say Dan Aykroyd, movie.
Oh, that's right. He voiced one of the ghosts, didn't he?
No, he was
the insurance.
He
it's like he ran out wearing his Ghostbuster garbs. Who are you gonna call?
Yeah, he actually someone else.
Holy crap.
Yep.
Oh, I forgot about that cameo. I was thinking about Father Guido Sarducci.
Because he gets flipped around.
Yep, where his head is turned backwards.
But what's his do you know his real name?
Isn't that his
That's his stage name.
But I was also thinking about our fellow from the Monty Python cast who was in it.
Yes, but it's a Dan Aykroyd movie.
Yes, and I will say... Yeah, why not? Let's go down this road. Ghostbusters, the original cast.
Cast, okay. It already came up in a way, but it didn't, so we'll swing back to Rick Moranis.
Uh-huh.
But we'll stick around and say cast.
Are you the geek?
Okay. Bill Murray, movie.
Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou.
Wow, nice.
Oh. Oh. Gotta think for a second, but I might have my spike. Possibly.
Oh, dear.
No, but I am going to mix it up and say, instead, Groundhog's Day cast.
Okay. What's her name?
Yeah, what?
It's on the tip of my tongue. Is she a Jennifer?
Mm-mm.
She might... Thanks for the help.
Let him suffer.
But there were other people in that movie too, Brain. Why aren't you working better?
Because there wasn't a big cast.
No, there wasn't.
No, it was a relatively small cast, but there were people in it.
There were a couple.
People with names, actually. Whoa. Which is...
And feet, so I've heard.
Yeah. And they could talk and move around and...
Have you tick move?
You'd have to name something else he was in.
Yeah.
Groundhog's
Day special. Every year.
Yeah. So I can't say Punxsutawney Phil.
No.
Yeah.
That's right out. Okay.
Oh, so while you're thinking.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus? That's her name. Movie.
You're wrong.
Oh. Who am I thinking of?
Something McDowell,
can we say
isn't
it? Andy McDowell.
Julie Louise Dreyfus is from Seinfeld.
They both have the frizzy hair, but that's about it.
Bugger. Well,
yay!
That's the last time I trust childhood me with... She was totally in that movie when we watched it when we were 8 years old.
Well, you got the... So, like,
and you were 8 years old? Fuck, I watched that last Groundhog's Day.
Yeah.
It's a tradition.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I could stand to watch that one again soon.
That's good.
Maybe like on Groundhog's
Bill
Day.
Bill Murray's
like that.
Brother. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Brian Doyle Murphy was in that. Chris Elliott.
Chris Elliott has some great
weird stuff. So, hey. With that, I got that point, but it's just about time when we should wrap up.
Yeah.
So, Dave, since you got 2 points today, do you have anything to plug that's going on Friday or thereafter that you are participating in, or you want other people to go to, or blah, 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 you know?
Whatever. If you are in the Minnesota area,
we can hear you when you are talking into the microphone.
I can't hear me if you're talking over me either. Suck it. No. Sorry.
They're not even wearing the headphones.
I know, because
breaking so many rules.
Anyway, they hurt my ears.
Just go ahead.
Anyways, if you are in the Minnesota area, specifically the southern Minnesota area, there is a great festival going on down in Montgomery, Minnesota, called Kalachki Days. I recommend you check it out. There's fair foods, there's fair rides, there's a parade. It's good times. Other than that, Mindwave Comics will be appearing over the next couple months at ChicagoCon, aka Wizard World Chicago, down in Chicago, Illinois, going back to the Windy City. In September, we will be at the Small Press Expo out in Bethesda, Maryland. And in October, hopefully, we'll be at FallCon at the State Fairgrounds. Outside of that, you can follow me on Twitter at Dave Wheeler, DaveWheeler. Or you can follow the company at Mindwave Comics.
Cool. Kia, how about you? Do you have anything that's going on in LA, or even something that you know that's going on around here, or what do you got for us?
In fact, I'd like to do a plug for my husband's Zach Hamill project he's working on right now. It is a pilot that I think is going to be really great. You, of course, remember the old Munsters show.
Yes.
Nice.
Well, this is a reimagining of the Munsters, and it's called Mockingbird Lane. It's in the pilot phases right now.
Cool.
Starring Jerry O'Connell as Herman, Portia de Rossi as Lily, Eddie Izzard as Grandpa. Ooh. Apparently, he's a big scene stealer in this thing. And yeah, my husband's working as a post PA on this project, and I've actually had the privilege of going out of the Universal lot with him and getting to see all the sets as they're building them. And
sick.
Cool. Yeah, it's written by Brian Fuller, written and executive produced by Brian Fuller, who did Pushing Daisies.
Okay.
And also Brian Singer is the director. So.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And it was received really well at Comic-Con. They did a sizzle reel. And so we're really excited about that. Hopefully it'll get picked up really soon. It'll be an NBC show.
Awesome. And you said it's Mockingbird Lane.
Mockingbird Lane. Yeah. Cool.
And then are you on Twitter?
I'm not on Twitter.
Okay.
But thanks for asking.
You know, personal plugs of any sort are always fine.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah. Adam, how about you? What's going on with you while Katie takes the official promotional photo?
Well, I was trying to think of something that I wanted to talk about, but nothing really sprang to mind immediately. I know the Fringe Festival is coming up, so you should definitely check that out. I know the Uptown Art Festival is coming up pretty soon, too.
Yes.
Beginning of August. And
first weekend in August.
That's right. And, yeah, I guess that's... I don't have a whole lot, because, I mean, the preview of RenFest, it happened last weekend, and that was really cool.
They sounded good.
Yeah, that was fun. And then, so, yeah. Renaissance Festival starts end of August, of course, and runs for 7 weeks. So if you want to get geared up for that, maybe start working on a little costume or something like that. That'd be cool.
I'll break out the pickle vendor tights.
Yeah, should. Should do it. And, yeah, I guess that's pretty much it. I mean, I'm on Twitter at @ADAMERDMANN, and I'm on Last.fm at @adman7. So you can hear what I've been listening or see what I've been listening to lately. And yeah, I guess that's it for this week for me. Dan, what do you got?
On Friday, so when the episode comes out, I will be going to see Jimmy Pardo, which will be fun. And I think he has another show the next night. So if you go to acmecomedycompany.com, you can buy tickets or you can give him a call, whatever their phone number is. But make sure to listen to Jimmy Pardo's podcast, Never Not Funny. That's usually really funny.
Because it's never not funny.
Yeah. And then I will be working at Packers Family Night at Lambeau Field in Green Bay on August 3rd for that. So you won't see me in a buffering sort of way, but, you know, I'll be out there. And, I mean, it sounds like a really fun time.
You need T-shirts.
Huh?
Buffering T-shirts.
Mm. Yeah, but that requires money, so... We need to
or
get that
a friend
far.
That works at...
No, but I mean even for supplies and such. Mm-hmm. Like the shirts.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. Other than that, I don't think there's anything else I can endorse that's coming up quite yet. So you can find me on Twitter by going to @DanLWhalen. WHELAN. So that's it for our 44th episode. Thank you both for being on the show again.
You're welcome.
And yeah, thank you everybody for listening, and we will see you next week for episode 45. So
hooray.
Bye.
Bye bye.
Say goodnight, Adam.
Goodnight, Adam.
Adios.